In order to ease some of the awkwardness of talking to a strange person whilst you're having lunch later on, I'm going to invite Michael up to talk to us just a little bit more. Not that he's strange, of course. I met Michael for a meal last night, and we looked at, talked about a few things. So I know a few things about Michael already. He's a Suffolk boy. He supports Ipswich. So you're going to like him. It's going to be all right. Given that you are from Suffolk, tell us, how did you end up working in Jordan?
Yes, very long question. I made a fatal mistake very many years ago, just over there somewhere, in the presence of the Bishop of St. Edmundsbury in Ipswich, and also kind of around here. I got confirmed in this church, and I remember saying to God, I'll do whatever you want, I'll go wherever you want me to. I wasn't expecting that to be any further than Needham Market, but anyway. And while I was at university, God showed me that he wanted me to do something a bit different from perhaps the ordinary. And as that unfolded, I realized that was going to be in the Middle East. And then eventually a job offer came forward, which if it had had my name on it, really wouldn't have been any clearer. It was describing exactly what I do in the way that I do it, where I was thinking of going. With a Christian organisation, so.
Okay. And can you describe an average day for you in your work, if that's possible? Do you have average days?
An average day is kind of clear skies and hot weather.
Okay, and what are you doing on this average day?
Life is very varied in the Middle East, so A, nothing goes to plan. But some days in Jordan I've been working in clinic. Some days I've been travelling out to the Iraqi border to do a clinic out there. Quite a lot of time, as I've already kind of indicated, is spent sitting on the end of someone's bed, drinking tea and talking about Jesus, and just about anything else. I've had wonderful conversations at 5 a.m. about sheep. So it's very, very varied, but generally it involves some nursing and some talking about God.
Excellent. Now, you're not in Jordan at the moment. We can notice this. We've done well. Tell us, why are you back in England at the moment?
I'm back in England to do this. I'm going round churches all over the country and telling them about what I've been doing for the last few years.
Okay, and as a church, what can we do for you while you're here?
Without doubt, the most important thing is to pray for me. I would not have survived the last 10 years in Jordan if it wasn't for people that were praying for me. And I'd really love you to continue doing that, especially as I don't quite know what I'm going towards next. I believe that God wants me to do more discipleship type stuff and Bible teaching than nursing. But really the future looks very uncertain at the moment.
Okay. And where can we get more information about what you're doing?
There is some information over there by your stand, which I think is normally there. So normally if you're having a cup of tea or whatever after church, there will be stuff over there. There are some special bits and pieces over that side, including information if you wanted to go and do a gap year. There are prayer cards over there. And also if you're interested in praying for any CMS people who are specifically working with Syrian refugees, I've got a couple of their prayer cards because I'm aware that people are interested and people keep coming up to me in places, so I came prepared.
Excellent. And one final question, which I did pre-warn you about. Can you tell us, what's your favourite cheese?
Halloumi, probably.
There you go. Let me pray for you, and then we'll move on. Father God, thank you for your calling on Michael's life. Thank you for all that he's doing for you. We ask for your strength to be with him, to keep him strong with you. Well, so your guidance to be with him, so he knows where you're calling him to next. And we ask that he would be a great witness for you in all that he does. Amen.
Amen.